I can't sleep.
Welcome to the Our Ketogenic Life podcast, where we bring you the scientific and daily application of living the ketogenic lifestyle. We have helped hundreds reach their weight loss and health goals, but this is far more than that. We want to help you create real life change so that you can live the life God created you for. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin and Danae Davis.
Welcome to podcast number 17 of Our Ketogenic Life. Today, we're going to discuss sleep.
Yes.
Sleep is something that, of course, we all have to do. And if you look at a lot of the magazines and if you look at a lot of studies, we all don't get enough sleep. And one of the things people are concerned about is starting a ketogenic type diet and it disrupting their sleep as well, too.
Right. Yeah, we hear all the time, not even people who started ketogenic, but just all the time we hear, I can't sleep, or starting ketogenic and then I'm getting up all the time. So it is, we've experienced it ourselves. Yeah.
So, you know, we deal a lot with this in the clinic as well too. So it's not just a ketogenic type problem.
Right.
It is probably an American more problem.
Yes.
With all the stresses that we have, the worries, the deadlines and things like that. So with us, probably I've not had as much sleep problems as you have.
No.
So, you know, typically I've been able to sleep.
Through crying babies.
Somehow they don't even wake me up at nighttime. Not on purposely, but no. They just don't wake me up.
It's good. Yeah.
So, you know, each of us are different.
Yeah.
And as we talk today, you're going to see that there's a difference even between Danae and I.
Yeah.
Some of the things that helps me sleep may not help her, and vice versa.
Yeah, there's no one size fits all.
Right. So you have to kind of look at it from a 30,000 foot view and see, you know, the overall what needs to be done. But as you get closer to yourself, there's more specific things that you can do to help you sleep as well.
Right. We've got some of those tips.
Yes. So initially, when you start a ketogenic diet, and if you're still on the fence, I want you to know during the first month, your sleep may be a little bit worse.
Right.
Anytime that you change, no matter what you do, as far as like your diet and your lifestyle, your body has to adjust to it.
Mm-hmm. And we have had a few people say they sleep better right from the start.
Right. So it's not a one size fit all.
But that's fewer.
Right.
Than normal.
So I think you just have to be aware of this. Yeah. It's just like the keto flu.
Right.
If you're aware that the keto flu's coming, you can deal with it.
Exactly, yeah.
So if you know that there may be a sleep problem, hey, we're going to help give you some tips to get through that.
Right.
And be able to sleep better. Mm-hmm. With most people, within a month or so, their sleep improves.
Right.
So as you start a ketogenic type lifestyle and you are improving your overall health,
right,
your sleep's going to get better.
Right. Yes.
So
when we started, it was I already was not a good sleeper necessarily. I mean, I would go through, like, I'd go a month and my sleep would be great. Then whatever reason, not really changing anything, I would not sleep well. So I was kind of already used to being up. Yeah, you know, I think sometimes, I don't know if it's just moms, you know, you have kids in college, you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and then all of a sudden you just have a panic. You know, I think that's just probably maybe being a mom. Or I would, and this is probably a lot of moms, I had my cell phone beside me. You know, when you've got kids that aren't at home as moms, you know, I know there's some dads probably that are like this, but moms, I still have my phone right there. So, well, and the house phone, we still have a house phone. So if, like, you know, where there was, you know, one of them away from college, they would text me, of course, as kids do. That's when they're up studying or whatever, at 1 o'clock in the morning, they decide to send, you know, hey mom, miss you, or, you know, whatever it is. So I did not want to miss any of those. So
I was asleep.
You were asleep and you were like, I can read it tomorrow. But yeah.
That's why we have a house phone.
Right.
Is because if it's an emergency,
right,
call us.
I know. But they're not going to. They're going to text. And I did, as a mom, I did not want to miss. Sometimes, of course, I would miss it and wouldn't respond to the next day. But especially if it was, you know, hey, I need some money, you know, or whatever it is. But if they wanted to really talk, I didn't mind texting back and forth. So And then, of course, then I'd be up all night. But I just think that that's a mom. So whether it's your, you know, cell phone beside you, hearing the messages go off, whether it is just your hormones, whether it's whatever it is, we all know.
We understand.
Yeah, we understand. So, but some of the things that you can improve, we can work on those, some of the things that we can do. But for us, again, when we started keto, again, I was already not necessarily a great sleeper. Kevin was a much better sleeper. So we started, what was really, really weird is having cramps.
Right.
Like in your legs and your feet and your ankles.
Right.
And mostly like that.
That's it was weird because both of us had cramps at our ankles.
Yes, I'd never had a cramp before. If you've never had a cramp in your ankle, that is...
It's a weird feeling to begin with.
And you really can't walk at all.
No, because it's more... I know it's a muscle down there, so it's probably a small muscle. Don't know which one it is.
Yeah, but, which one's... It's all of them cramping.
But it really hurts.
Yes. And then in your calves and in your thighs, just cramps that never before. So then we realized... We need to up our magnesium, which you can, of course,
do through your diet, but also supplement.
Yes, we had to supplement.
And, you know, with magnesium, there's all kinds of different salts that go with magnesium, magnesium oxide, glutamate. So there's a lot of different ones that you can use. It just depends on if you have any other problems. And we'll talk, you know, we can talk about that at another time.
Right.
But magnesium is really helpful. If you have cramping at rest, you're probably magnesium deficient.
Right.
If usually, if you're cramping when you're doing something, it's usually a potassium deficiency.
Right.
So just throw that out there. Right. Not 100% again with everybody, but overall, that's kind of how it is.
And then just a little side note, when, and we can talk about this in another episode, I know headaches, whenever I up my magnesium, it really helped my headaches, my migraines. Not only the keto, but of course, helping with the magnesium. Anyway, that's another podcast.
So, yeah. But, so back to sleep here.
Yes.
Is, you know, a lot of people think sleep is just a problem as far as feeling tired.
Right.
You know, that they can push through it. Mm-hmm. But sleep is so much more important.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated, and it affects your whole body.
Yes.
It affects your insulin, your cortisol. If you look at people who sleep less than 6 hours per day, their rate of obesity, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, they go up 20% or more.
Right.
And the National Foundation of Sleep, and you can kind of check these boxes off, yes or no, as we talk about them here in just a second. They recommend these four goals as far as your sleep. They said you should fall asleep less than 30 minutes when you go to bed. Mm-hmm. If you wake up one time or less during the night, if you fall back asleep, if you do get woke up, you're back to sleep in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth thing is you're sleeping more than 85% of the time while you're in bed. So that means not watching TV and things like that. You're sleeping, you're using what the bed is used for. Now, the one thing that I have really found that has helped me more than anything is falling asleep.
Right. Yeah, you go to sleep a lot quicker.
I use an app, or I got an Oura Ring. It's O-U-R-A. It's an Oura Ring, and it tracks your sleep. You can use Fitbit.
Sort of like a Fitbit, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit more detailed, and it tells you how long it takes you to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Now, how that technology works, I don't know.
Right.
But there's times where I have less than 2 minutes, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
And man, that really does help with your sleep.
Right.
So out of those four things, you know, if you're not hitting each of those boxes, then you're not going to be able to get the night's rest that you need to.
Right. Yeah.
And the ketogenic plan can help you achieve those.
Right.
When you sleep, your body is not just sitting there not doing anything. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, most of your repair, as far as like your cellular repair, your testosterone's made during this time.
Mm-hmm. Growth, human growth
hormone. Yeah, that's when it surges. And then also your immunity. So, you know, if you are not getting the sleep that you need, there's a lot of things going on inside your body that can be detrimental.
Right.
And one hormone that a lot of people produce at nighttime that is not supposed to be high is cortisol.
Right.
Cortisol is like your awakening fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. if you aren't sleeping at nighttime, you know, your cortisol can go high. Mm-hmm. And do you remember what happens when your cortisol goes up?
Remind me.
Your insulin goes
insulin,
up.
Insulin, yes, that's right.
And then you remember, if you remember, insulin is your fat storage.
Right.
So the more insulin the more cortisol you have, the more cortisol insulin you have, mm-hmm. you're going to store more fat.
Right.
So one of the things that if you aren't getting the weight loss that you think you should be getting, mm-hmm. this is another factor.
Right. And this is something that, you know, you can't just solve usually by yourself. You've got to really have somebody coaching you through, helping you to realize, hey, have you done this? Do you have this? Finding out, right. getting down to the details. But
and if you're listening to our podcast and you have been doing the ketogenic plan for a while, and you have a stall, mm-hmm. you know, this is one of the reasons why you can have a stall, mm-hmm. among a lot of other reasons, right. as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, what you need is probably someone to help walk with you so you don't get frustrated and quit.
Right. Yeah.
You know, remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. So right. this is a long term.
And does that go into cravings? Like if you're not sleeping well, mm-hmm. your cortisol goes up, then your insulin goes up. Does that help, like maybe spike cravings
for like
sugars and things like that? Because I know sometimes, you know, just, and again, I don't know if this is men or women necessarily, but sometimes I think, you know, different times of the month, you know, you're not sleeping as well.
Right.
And then I, you know, sometimes like feel like, you know, like, well, you know, I've got this craving and mm-hmm. I've not had that in a while. And it's like all of a sudden, like, where'd that come from?
Right. And it could be anything, even like a magnesium deficiency.
Right. Right.
Especially if it's chocolate.
Yeah. That's my problem. But and then going back to that, I was thinking, you know, then when you are ketogenic, you're sleeping, you know, once you get to your kind of regulated there, you know, get your magnesium regulated, your cramps, and you're getting up to pee also, to urinate, that can also happen too. Yes. Because you're losing
more fluid.
So then when you go to sleep at night, and then that fluid, you've got to get up and go. But that usually only lasts the first
Yeah, that's like an adjustment. Too. It's like right. with the keto flu. It's yeah. an adjustment period. Yeah. And your body will reset. Your body's pretty smart. Right.
So in one way, it was a little bit aggravating to begin with because you're thinking, okay, if I'm not cramping, I've got to go up and go.
Use
like,
a bathroom.
When I do go to, yeah. And then, of course, you all are probably like us. It's like you lay there and you think, well, I do need to get up, but I don't want to right now. Right. And then you just lay there and you think, why don't I just get up? So...
Yeah, after 30 minutes,
I don't know
minutes,
if everybody else is like that. Like, yeah. why didn't I just get up?
Maybe we're just the weird ones. I don't right. know. Maybe don't someone know. Can comment and say, hey, I do the same thing.
I know. It's like you're not going to go back to deep sleep if you right. have to get up. To, right. So anyway, so silly. But and then for, you know, once you kind of regulate out, it's like, you know, and get to sleeping better, then you've got more energy to be able to exercise and do all the things that you need to do the day. You're not so fatigued and tired and feeling bad all day long, then you don't sleep again if you're like that. But if you are energized and feeling better and getting things done during the day, and then you are more tired at night because you've actually had the energy to expel that energy during the day, you're feeling good, you're going, and then you're more tired at night.
Yeah. And you know, with me, you know, if you looked at my sleep probably 5 years ago, mm-hmm. 6, 7 years ago, I was going to bed a little bit later, mm-hmm. and I was sleeping as late as I could,
right,
making it to work.
Yeah.
And I would know exactly how many minutes.
22 minutes.
22 minutes I had to get up so I could be at work.
Yeah.
And that's getting at work between 8 and 8:30.
Yeah.
Now, I get up at 5.
Yeah.
I mean, if you would have told me 5 years ago I'd be getting up at 5, waking up on weekends at 6,
right,
I would say you're crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I really would because
we were always nighttime.
Yeah, and we slept.
Yeah, and I still do. I still, you know, I think everybody kind of has a tendency to like either kind of you feel better at night versus mm-hmm. feel better in the day. You know, I probably have a tendency to, I like getting things done more at night. Right. But since you've been getting up, I still don't get up to go exercise. I will admit that. I like to get up. I don't mind to get up now, but I like to kind of, you know, drink my coffee, read, you know, do some, you know, things like that, watch, you know, the news that's, you know, been going on, that kind of thing. I don't want to actually get out and do anything, but I am trying to do my exercises earlier and earlier.
Good.
So, yeah.
You're an inspiration to us all, baby.
Yeah. So, but it is good that you get up, because then I do get up and then you feel more like going to bed earlier. Whereas used to, we'd have friends stop by at literally 11 o'clock at night. They knew we would still be up.
Yeah.
Now it's like we don't even, you know.
My phone is off and everything by that time.
Yes.
And usually I'm asleep by that time. If I look at my hour ring on the app. I'm already in deep sleep by that time.
Right. Yeah. So sleep is very important.
Yes.
We can completely understand that. So.
So some of the things that you can do. Now, again, we're going to talk about some of these and some that help me and some that help Zane and vice versa.
Right.
Not eating before you go to bed. It's, I cannot eat past 6 or 7 o'clock.
And it's really sometimes I get really frustrated with you because it's like. If we're
going to go get the senior citizens discount.
I'm not ready to eat at 4 o'clock. So, but I try to remember, okay, you know, because I can't go to bed if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So we are completely opposite that way. So sometimes I'm like, it seems like it's getting earlier and earlier. It's like, okay, we're not that old. So, but he doesn't sleep as well if he's had.
I cannot.
Yeah.
3 hours.
Yeah.
If I eat something, not sometimes a little snack. If I have some nuts or something, some walnuts, I can do okay.
Yeah.
But anything that's a lot of food.
Right. I try to not roll my eyes at him when he says.
She does roll her eyes a lot.
I can't help it. But it is funny that it's like, okay, you know, it's not that late.
I know.
But it is what it is. And like I said, I can't go to bed hungry. So.
So you have to. Figure out what works best for you.
Right.
And one thing that if you are waking up during the nighttime, you know, some of the hormones, if you eat late at nighttime, can affect that.
Yeah.
So you want to be careful with that.
Right.
Another thing is a dark, cold room. Where we deviate as well, too.
I can go dark.
And I like it cold.
Even now, I don't even have our clock on. I don't even do our clock. I do have still my cell phone. I turn it upside down, though, so that I can't see it. And my kids don't text us quite as much at night. Sometimes they still do, and that's okay. I don't mind it. Kids, if you're listening, text me all you want. But cold.
Yeah. It's like during the daytime, I freeze.
The girls at the clinic want to choke the life out of me.
Yeah, I turn it up to like 77, 78 degrees, and they want to turn it down to 70. It's up and down all day long. Yeah. But when I come home and I want to sleep 65 degrees. That's where I want it at.
Yeah.
And I sleep so good at 65 degrees.
And when we get up in the morning, it's sometimes even colder than that.
If it's like.
Because he turns the air conditioner on.
If it's 30 degrees outside and you have the air conditioner on, it can be in the 50s sometimes when we wake up.
So we literally have on our bed, I have a king size heating blanket, king size, which I. Double underneath my mat, underneath my side, I put it underneath the sheet and I turn it on high so that when I get in bed, it is toasty. But it's so cold, I can never turn it off. And I'm like, I don't know if anybody knows, I need to research. Excuse me. Because then I kind of worry, is that healthy to sleep all night? But I can't turn it off because I cannot stand to be cold. But we have then a sheet, we have a quilt, we have two. Down comforters then on top. So he can sleep with that on him.
I sleep so good. It's like a heavy.
I don't know, girls.
Those heavy blankets.
Help us out. Let's take a poll. If you all on Facebook, who likes it cold and who likes it hot? So it's, yeah.
So other things. Go to bed and get up at the same time.
Right.
At least within an hour.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to.
Even on weekends, if you can. I mean, I know sometimes.
If you get up at 6, you normally, you know, don't sleep to 8 or 9 o'clock because it's going to disrupt your sleep
that night,
and then it's going to cause problems.
Right.
Blue light, if you're using any kind of devices, you need to get a blue light.
Yes.
Better yet is put them down and not use them.
Oh, yeah, like the glasses or blue light goggles. Glasses. We ordered some of those. I've not used those yet. We've been trying to just put away our devices.
Which is much better.
Yeah.
If you exercise, don't do it at nighttime if you have trouble sleeping.
Right. Yeah, I can't exercise.
Either. Yeah, I can't either. Eat your carbs at night. If you've got 20 carbs that you're supposed to get in, don't eat them during the day.
It doesn't mean eat ice cream at night.
No.
But eat what carbs you're going to eat.
Eat them at dinner time.
Eat them at the dinner,
And that sometimes helps as well, too.
Yeah.
And, of course, limit your caffeine. You know, the caffeine, we usually stop 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that works well for us.
I can tell
if
I drink caffeine at 5 even. I really can. So.
Now, some of the medications that people use, we're not going to get into a lot of these, but, you know, melatonin is a common one. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that is it's a hormone.
Right.
And if you take it, your body, your pineal gland in your brain will stop producing it, and you have to take more and more of it. Right. So you want to be careful with that.
Right.
And there's other ones that you can take that if you wake up during the nighttime. Mm-hmm. So you have to know what the problem is.
Like some, like I do, well, magnesium.
Magnesium's really good.
L-theanine, GABA. But yep. Like I said, everybody's kind of different on, and I can definitely tell a difference.
And some of these have interactions with medication, so right. You want to be careful.
I'm not on any medication. Yeah. So you
want to be careful which ones that you're taking. So they don't interrupt with anything else.
Right. But what I was going to say, too, back up to the caffeine. A lot of people say, oh, that doesn't affect me. But does it?
Right.
Try cutting out the caffeine, like, as early as possible and just see. Because a lot of times, you know, people can go to sleep, but they're not going to stay asleep.
Right.
And so sometimes, you know, I hear all the time, people will say, oh, it doesn't affect me. But then if they're not sleeping well... Well, it may be a correlation of
it's
the
a
caffeine.
Stimulant.
You can still maybe go to sleep, but you just don't stay asleep.
Right.
So
hopefully this helped you some.
Yeah.
You know, with the ketogenic plan that we have, a lot of these issues are addressed.
Right.
And people do find that they sleep better.
Yes.
Just like Danae was talking about, you know, overall during the day you have more energy, and that in itself can help. Mm-hmm. And then using the right supplements as needed. And again, if you guys need help, we do have a membership or a coaching service that you can sign up for. Just go to our site.
Yeah, let us help you.
It's ourketogeniclife.com. And there are sponsors for our podcast today as well.
Yep.
And we own them, of course. So our verse of the day.
Hebrews 11:1. Let me read it exactly. Sorry, I had it right here. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1.
Yes. And, you know, having faith. Not in ourselves,
right.
But in God, is the ultimate desire right. that we have for you. And it's ultimate desire we have for ourselves, too. So we want to leave you with that. And remember, be fit and be faithful.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. No patient-provider relationship is implied or established. This podcast in no way represents the practice of medicine. The information given is to be used at the listener's own risk. Please consult your provider before making any changes, as the contents of this podcast is no substitution for your provider's instruction.